Okay, tonight's topic, I gotta be honest with you, I worked very, very hard on because it wasn't an easy topic, but I was looking for something that would be, hopefully, something that would be interesting and relevant. I'd like to speak about, in this week's parasha, it speaks about what happens if you injure somebody. When someone gets injured, so there's five different types of payments that you have to make. Those five payments are nezek, tsar, ripoy, sheves, boishes. Those are the big five. Nezek is the actual collateral damage, which is that if he doesn't have an arm, so you got to pay him for his arm. Tsar is the pain that when you rip the arm off, how much it hurt him. Ripoy is the doctor bills. There are medical bills. The hospital bill. Sheves is unemployment. And Boshes is the embarrassment of the fact that you did this to him. Those are the five different types of payments. The one we are going to zone in on tonight, which is perhaps the most creative, is Ripoy, even though I would think that that's kind of obvious. But no, the fact that you can heal someone is not even obvious. The fact that there's permission given, Leroyfe Lerafois, is not so simple. The Pasuk says, Virapo Yirape, that's the Pasuk. And we learn from this Pasuk, Nitein Rishus Leroyfe Lerafois. There's permission given. Doctors are okay. Baruch Hashem, we have lots of Jewish doctors. There's more doctors per capita in Eretz Yisrael than any other country in the entire world. Number one in the world is here in Eretz Yisrael. We have so many doctors. I don't know what to do with these doctors. But that's because I thought maybe that's the pshat. It says that Ger Katan, Matbilin Osadas Bez, Imo Ev Yosel Isgayer. Now, the Mefarshim say his mother's not being Megayer, but she wants him to be Megayer. Why does she want her kid to be Megayer if she's not being Megayer? She wants to get him into med school. So she figures that he'll become a Jew. Med school is full of yidden. So I don't know. But a kid, sir, Jews are allowed to be doctors. You know what I'm asking, Mati? Okay. However, even though that's true, the Mishnah in Kiddushin on Daf Pei Beis Omed Aleph says, Toiv Sheberoifim Begehenem. The good doctors all go dun 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 down there. All the good doctors are in Gehenem. Why Toiv Sheberoifim LeGehenem? Why is the good doctors all going to Gehenna? So, I mean, we do know, it sounds like, the doctors are like bad people. We know very good people that were doctors. There was a doctor in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says there are different people in the Beis HaMikdash, different jobs. And the Gemara says that Ben Achyo is Memuna al Choyle Me'ayim. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a lot of intestinal problems, digestional problems. After all, they were eating meat. At like 6 in the morning was their breakfast, was meat. And then they ate more meat and more meat. And they're walking around barefoot and they're freezing cold, eating meat, freezing cold. There was a doctor who was there on call in the Beis HaMikdash, Menachya. And aside from that, there were famous doctors. After all, the most famous probably was Rambam. Some people didn't know that Ramban was also a doctor. Ramban worked in infertility. He was a famous infertility doctor. Shmuel was a doctor. There was many doctors that we had in Chazal. So how can we say Toiv Sheber? What does it mean Toiv Sheber away from the Gehenna? Chas v'shalom. Yeah. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that there's a certain achzorius in being a doctor. There's a certain, it does take a certain amount, because like for example, you have to poke them with needles, and you have to take blood. There's a certain, it takes a certain amount of, you have to have like a certain violent nature. I don't know about you. I personally don't like the sight of blood at all. So I'm definitely not like, don't get into this category. I'm, one of these, stay away from blood type of people. Anyway, but Toiv Sheber Roifim says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's because of the Achzoria Sheboy. I don't know why that would be Toiv Sheber Roifim. Any roifes, it sounds like the good doctors are the ones that go to Gehenna. So the Marsha, I believe, says a different shot. He says good doctors are very confident. And they don't ask anyone else for their opinion. I'm telling you, this is what you have to do. And when they don't ask for a second opinion, sometimes they're actually wrong. And when they're wrong, it could be life and death. They could have killed somebody, right? If you wouldn't be so haughty that you're such a good doctor, I'm a professor. So in Eretz Yisrael, they call, like, the good doctors aren't called doctors, they're professors. That's like the title. You have a professor. He doesn't have to ask anyone else's opinion because I know better than the rest of everybody. So then, and he can make a fatal error, and then he's Toiv Shevaroiv from Legehenna. Remeirim Paramishlan says an interesting pshat. Toiv Shevaroiv from Legehenna. He says, Toiv is Gematria 17. What's 17? There's 18 brachas in Shemayna Esrei. There's 18 brachas in Shemayna Esrei. Right? If you only have 17, which one that you would you leave out? Rifa'enu. If you leave out Rifa'enu, if there's only Toiv, there's only 17 brachas, then he goes to Gehenna. You forget the fact that really, Ani Hashem Roifecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the Roife. You think you're the Roife. So we have this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Roife, this psukim, actually speak about Hashem being Roife, or having doctors. So Rabbeinu Bechai makes a fascinating observation. He says whenever it's referring to Hashem healing, it says it's Rafa, which means it's softer. He says it without the dot. Ani Hashem Roifecha. Roifecha is soft. As opposed to like in this week's parasha, when we're talking about going to doctor's bills, it's Virapo Yirapei. That's with when you put the nikud in it, where it comes out like a little bit harsher. Rapo Yirapei. That's kosher. When it refers to Hashem, it says Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rofei. Doesn't that sound so much softer? Rifa'enu Hashem. The Rabbeinu Bechai makes this diak. Says Rabbeinu Bechai the following thing. When you go to a doctor and a doctor heals you, it's much harder. You have to deal with needles, we mentioned. You have to deal with taking medication. It doesn't taste good. And you have all these different types of... It's harder. The refuah is harder. When Ani Hashem Roifecha, when Hashem does it, it's soft. Roifecha. It's like it goes easy. Because Baruch Hu does it, it goes easy. I saw in this, brought down from the Zohar, another diak. We say, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei. Hashem heal us and we will be healed. Which means, Kadosh Baruch Hu heals us and it's done. But when it comes to a doctor, Virapo Yirape, he'll heal us. He'll heal us once, he'll have to come back, he'll heal us again, try this medicine, worked, it didn't work, it came back, he did it good, it didn't good enough. And it's like, it's a never-ending thing. Because when a doctor heals you, you don't really get better. Because Baruch Hu heals us, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei, we will be healed. So we have these two different things. So listen to this amazing Vilna Goyen. From here we start. The Vilna Goyen says on the Pasuk, Virapo Yirape, Sheniten Rishus, Leroife Lerapis. He's medayik, Niten Rishus, Leroife. The doctor has permission. Viloy Hachoyle, the patient doesn't have permission. Says the Vilna Goyen, the way it's brought down at least, it appears. That the patient should not be going to the doctor. If a person goes to the doctor, it shows he does not have full faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you had full faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you would rely on Hashem. And when a person goes to the doctor, he's showing that he doesn't have that faith. So in the brackets, Rav Eliach says that it would appear that someone that has full faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't go to the doctor. Me! She'oimid b'mayla g'doy l'moid. He's on a very high level. B'tochen etzloi b'shleimus. He has complete faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soimech al Hashem she'merpehu. V'loi huter loy lidroi shleroifim. It's not mutter for him to go to doctors. And I believe, Rabbi Buckler can tell me, I hope, if I'm correct, that the stipler going, soif yomav of his life, I heard from Rabbi Yom HaTzadik, if I'm not mistaken, wouldn't take medication. Didn't go to doctors.
Yep. Okay. Don never uses the doctor.
What?
Don will never go to a doctor.
Rav Don Segal doesn't go to doctors. It seems like it's going from this Vilna Goyen. However, it would appear to me that it's a machlokes. Appear to me. We have to see there's many makaris, and I looked at a lot of them. The one that I chose for our purposes is the Peleoitz. Says the Peleoitz, Hine, Kichain, Kol Adam, every person, Lemechash Boy Vitzarech, Lasik Berfuis Kishetzarech. You need to use medicine when it's necessary. Shimlo Yasekain, Vayanispe, Belay Mishpat, if he doesn't do this, and he doesn't, and Chas v'Shalom, he dies. Hareza Mischayev Benafshoy. That person is responsible for his own nefesh. Ukedayu Mischayev Benafshoy. Kivin Sha'oimra Mashakos v'Shmatim Oy Nafshoy Seichem. What do you mean? You could have taken a pill. You would have gotten better. You didn't do that. This is you're playing with your life. Ve'ish ena nishma ve'ena misnaga pi ateva. If he doesn't do that and he doesn't look for a way to heal himself, he's going to get punished. Also, it appears to me from the Peleoitz, sounds pretty harsh. You have to go to a doctor. You have to go to a doctor. And there's no question that there are many G'doyle Yisrael that have gone to doctors and do go to doctors.
According to the
Federal Guide,
The doctors are
over the favor. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech Hayom Shehakol Mi'Yavin. I don't think so. I'll tell you why. Someone else asked me that question also. Remotcha ben Ayun is asking, so then how could you ever be a doctor? Every doctor's over the fneiver. The answer is as follows. The Goyin is masking that if you're not b'shleimus habitochen, Remotcha, the Goyin is masking if you're not b'shleimus habitochen, you should go to a doctor. In other words, you, I don't know if you should go to a doctor. Me, I go to doctors. Why? Because I know I don't have that type of emunah kodesh baruch hu. Maybe I should. I'm working on myself. I'm trying to get there. But I'm not yet one of the lavav of tzaddikim. Wink, wink. But I go to doctors because, what'd you say?
If a person doesn't have a choice, he knows that he's
in that. No, alavai. Alavai should be holding on that much regular. But a person that is not holding there should go to doctors. Just a person who's in the shleimus habitochen doesn't go to doctors. So, of course, I believe that if someone would ask the stipler, should I go to the doctor? You go to the doctor. Me, I'm not going to the doctor. Why? The stipler was aware of himself. The dargah that he was on is on a dargah of Shlemus. According to Vilna, go no doctors. However, it appears to me from the Peleoitz, it would appear to me that he says every person's got to go to a doctor. And don't just say I'm relying on a Kodesh Baruch. Don't rely on miracles. It seems to be a machlokes. That's what it appears to me. Now, there's another machlokes here, which is fascinating. It seems to me another machlokes, like this. I'll start with the following introduction. I heard from Baron Felder, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. He was one of Ramosha's gaboyim. Now, Ramosha Feinstein famously had a pacemaker put into his heart. Why was it famous? It was famous because Ramosha declared at the time if it's going to make him a Baal Mum and he's going to be able to sit on the Sanhedrin. It's very interesting that Ramosha Feinstein is handling being able to sit on Sanhedrin. In other words, he was anticipating Mashiach's going to come and now he's going to want to sit on the Sanhedrin and maybe he's a Baal Mum, he can't sit on the Sanhedrin. Just put him in. And Ramosha was holding, that was Ramosha's question, should he put in the pacemaker or not? He had the pacemaker done and it didn't go well. In other words, there was complications. And Rav Moshe told his close people, I don't know if he told Rabban Felder directly or Rabban Felder heard this from others, Rabban Felder was very close to Rav Moshe, and he told him the reason why it didn't go well is because when we were preparing for this procedure, we looked for the top doctor. We wanted the top doctor. And Rav Moshe said, we don't have to look for the top doctor. Just get any doctor. A good doctor was enough. You don't need to look for the top doctor. Because I looked for the top doctor, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that it shouldn't go well. Interesting. Now, I believe I heard maybe from Rav Don, if I'm not mistaken. I think I heard from Rav Don that Rav Chaim Brisker said that they would only use the top doctors. Rav Chaim Brisker himself had headaches. This I for sure heard from Rav Don. And there was a doctor that was with Rav Chaim Brisker. He didn't like they were trying to figure out what was wrong with him until finally they got to like the professor, and Rav Chaim liked him. Dos is a doctor, because they started stolting out Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim's like, Dos is a doctor, a professor. He's like, so a kitzer. They go to top doctors. And I think that the Peleoyitz speaks about top doctors. Peleoyitz in the next paragraph says, V'tzarech li shamar ma'oit shelo yachale, v'im yachale tzarech lirdov achar refois, v'haroifim hamu mechim, v'lo lechosh b'meah. Go for the professionals, the experts, top doctors. Doesn't make a difference how much it costs. Ki kol asher le'ish yitin bad nafsho. Give everything you have. Get top doctors. I'm not zicher. It sounds like there's another machlekes going on over here. Do you look for top doctors? Or just get a doctor? He's a good doctor. I have to go to the top. I got to find... Sounds like Moshe Feinstein saying you don't have to go for top doctors. And the Peleoyitz, the Briskers. So I think that Rav Don's taich was that Rav Chaim held anyone who's not a top doctor as Hasnishkin doctor. That's not called this. That's not even called. That's garnished. Yeah, whatever. He's like nothing. You know, anything less than the top is nothing. But perhaps we can suggest the machlokes is as follows. Machlokes is how to understand this drasha. Nitein reshus leroyfei lerapois. Are we understanding that now going to a doctor has become the regular form of hishtadlus? That really this is no different than any other type of hishtadlus that a person should have to do? Or do we understand that really Ani Hashem Roifecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to heal us? But in order for, if a person is lacking in a midah of hishtadlus, we're allowing, it's mutter leroy fei lerapois, but it's b'di'evet. Really, you should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a person says, I don't have enough emunah to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, so we'll allow you. Or now we're saying that nitin reshus leroy fei lerapois, as a matter of fact, the lashon that we have, the lashon in the Shulchan Aruch is, it's a nosna reshus leroy fei lerapois u'mitzvahi, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. But this is now the way that a refuah happens. Kadosh Baruch Hu put refuah into this world. It should happen through doctors. There's a mashal that they have, which I said over here to our chabura. The one time a person was in a town that was having an evacuation because there was floods. And one of the people there says, I'm not leaving. I'm going to rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeshua Hashem Karefayim. I don't have to go. So they're going through the streets. Everyone should leave. He's staying in his house. Anyway, the floodwaters are rising, so there are boats that are going through the town trying to see if there's anyone left in the house. They see him, they spot him, and say, here, come and jump on our boat. He's like, I don't gotta go, I'm relying on Hashem, everything is gonna be good. Anyway, the water is rising even higher. He's like on the roof of his house, and there's a helicopter that's like going around. They drop a ladder, and they're like, jump on, like, you know, climb up the ladder. He's like, I don't have to go, I'm relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you very much. Anyway, the helicopter leaves, and the floodwaters go over his head, and he drowns. He goes up to Shemayim. He's like, I don't understand. I relied on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where were you? He says, relied on me. I sent you first a boat and then a helicopter and nothing. Like, what do you want from me? Kiilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way, perhaps, no, it's a nice joke, but it doesn't mean it's necessarily true, but this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of telling us to heal ourselves. Says the Peleoyitz, if you don't do that, and you're soymech al hanes, so then you're meschayev b'nafshoy. Person doesn't eat. I rely on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? You rely on me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't eat. He died. Of course he's going to die. Or do you say, no, really, Ani Hashem Roifecha, I'm healing you. I'm supposed to heal you. You don't rely, you don't trust me? Okay, then you're allowed to go to a doctor. Perhaps Rav Moshe held as follows. You're allowed to go to, really, who's healing us? Hashem. So do you have to go to the best doctor in the world? Says Rav Moshe, for my midas habitochen, I just have to go to a doctor. For me, it's enough to go to a doctor. I don't have to. What am I searching for? The best doctor? Hashem's healing me. So I don't have And so maybe I'm not prepared to not go to a doctor at all. But if I go to a doctor, it's my ishtadlus, that's enough.
If someone who has full emuna, that Hashem can heal them, and then Hashem heals them, that's not considered an ace? That's saying something there for Teva, for somebody who has the flu and then you notice one day, or like breaks a leg, you know, and then it gets healed. But you have to...
So... That's an interesting shaila. I mean, the Peliyot says it's called Simchan Alanes. That's what he says. I don't know. We have, Baruch Hashem, people in the medical field who are here with us. Maybe they could tell us as far as... I mean, I don't know if the flu kills you. The flu, you get healed from the flu. Even strep, you can get healed from most things. In theory, derech hateva. But I can't tell you for sure. But the Peliyot says if it works, then you're Simchan Alanes. So perhaps this is the machloikas, as to understand what is the nature of virapo yirape. If you hold yirapo yirape, this has become the nature. So then, of course, you should eat the best food, you should have the best doctor, you should have... Because now, if this has become part of the way that we're supposed to interact in this world, so get the best doctor, says the Peliyot. Go for it, get the best doctor. Or if you're saying, no, really, it's Hashem. It's just in our dago of bitachon. If we have full bitachon, we won't go to doctor at all. Says Rav Moshe, if you have a healthy dose of bitachon, you go to a doctor. You don't have to listen to the best doctor. Hakadosh Baruch Hu make sure the doctor does a good job. So, and that will all depend on your midas of bitachon. Perhaps. Now. There is, however, a suggestion that there could be something in the middle in one of the two following ways. There are two different... there are different types of ailments a person can have. He can have an ailment which is internal. He can have an ailment which is external. Perhaps this follows. If there's something that's internally bothering him, so there, you should rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He doesn't exactly there. It's not necessarily. Revealed, you don't have a problem of Seimech Ananes because no one even knows exactly what's wrong with him. He doesn't know exactly what's wrong with him, and therefore you shouldn't even bother looking. And just rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Or, however, if there are things that are more obvious, they're external, there perhaps you could say that we should, it's more obvious that a person should engage in the medical procedure in order to heal himself. That is like a middle ground between these two extremes. One extreme is never go to a doctor. The other extreme is always go to a doctor. And the middle ground is perhaps, one could say that if there are things that you can see what's wrong with you, okay, then go to a doctor. If you don't know, so then perhaps a person should just rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anyway, there are other interesting shailas as follows. Is a person allowed to engage in alternative medicine? Alternative medicine, which is very popular, there are two perhaps possible problems with alternative medicine. What do I mean by alternative medicine? There's a very wide range. One is like acupuncture. That's one type of herbs, homeopathic remedies, which is usually a lot of herbs and these types of things. And then you can get into these different types of energy things. Lychee, or I don't know what it's called, Rico, I don't know, they have all these interesting names, One Brain, and all different types of where they're aligning the meridians, and your yin and your yang, and they put your hands on over you, and they, or different types of, those are, or pendulums, there's like tons of these different types of alternative medicines. So there's two possible problems. Problem number one would be that perhaps this is some form of darkei amoiri, which is some form of like superstition and getting involved in things that are supernatural, and that's one problem, which can be, regardless of the refuah element, it's you're doing all the types of Ouija board stuff, and that's all usser. There's another problem, though, that perhaps the heter that we have to do refuah is only if you're doing a real, a bona fide type of refuah. If a person is nitein rishus l'roife l'rapos, you have a roife, you have a doctor, and he knows what he's doing, so then you're allowed to do that. For a person to start doing all these different types of superstitious things, even if it's not darkei amori, but it's tam, you're just doing all these ridiculous stuff. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that a person should do it that way. Part of what we saw about is that when a doctor heals you, so there's a regiment, there's a schedule, and has sometimes things don't taste very good. That's all part of the process of the way that a person's going to have his refuah. These things are really shortcuts. Or, for example, sometimes a person does these things because he's got anxieties, he's nervous. So therefore, he'd rather go through homeopathic avenues in order to avoid going through the stress of either going to a doctor or davening to Hashem. That's not okay. Perhaps one could suggest that it's not mutter. If a person is not going to a bona fide doctor, and it could be there, I didn't do all the research thoroughly, but the Rambam, perhaps in Mor Nevuchim, seems to say that going to, we'll call them witch doctors or whatever you want to call them, is not mutter. The whole heter that we have over here is nitein rishus l'roife, is if you're going to a bona fide doctor. Any person that doesn't have this type of reputation or schooling, so you can't go to him. Now there's something else over here. It says nitein rishus l'roife l'rafos. The Vilna Gaon famously said the following thing. The Gaon said, you have rishus, the doctor has rishus to heal. Does the doctor have the rishus to say that he can't get better? And this we've seen time and time again. Doctors are often wrong in their predictions when they say someone cannot live. And it's important for people to know that. A doctor says he has 18 hours to live. I've myself experienced in many people that doctors said he has 18 hours to live and he lived for 6 months, for 2 years, or for whatever it might be. A lot of times doctors say there's no chance, he can't do it. Said the Vilna Gaon, Hashem never gave doctors permission to talk about anything other than healing. But talk about not healing, they don't have permission. They can't say this person cannot live. That's not in your jurisdiction. Your jurisdiction, the doctor, is to say, I can heal him or attempt to heal him. Nitin reshus lirapois, to heal, not to do chas v'shalom, the opposite. So therefore, doctors' predictions are not necessarily welcome. Now, the shiloh that we're going to end with is as follows. A very interesting shiloh. Is a doctor allowed, when he's on call, or when he's not on call, better, to ignore if someone is asking him for medical help? Is he allowed to ignore? And this type of shiloh can come up, especially if you're emergency services. Someone, for example, who's on, like hypothetically on Hatzalah or anything of that type of thing, and he gets a call in the middle of the night, and he's tired, and he's got to get up early the next morning, and he's thinking, someone else will get the call, I don't have to go to get the call. Is he mechuyev to get the call? He's sitting down to eat dinner with his wife. Is he mechuyev to get this call? His wife is like, I haven't seen you all day, and he's like, what does he do now? Is he mechuyev to get the call or not? So it's very interesting. He brings from Rabbi Yoshev that Rabbi Yoshev says the following thing. He says, if you're in a city full of doctors, I grew up in Teaneck, New Jersey. One time someone fainted. Someone fainted in the shul. They said, is there a doctor here? And like the whole shul raised their hand. It's like no, we only need one. It's like, there was a city full of doctors. So then you can tell the patient, go to a different doctor. What are you calling me for? Now, it seems to me, now I didn't speak to Rabbi Yoshev about this, but that's only if this person has the ability to get another doctor. But what happens if seconds matter here, and you don't know if they're going to be able to find another doctor or get another doctor? It could be that you don't have that option. Loisamoid al damreyecha, which is if someone's dying over here, then you have no choice. You have to go. Now, but if there are other doctors, says Rabbi Yoshev, you don't have to be there. Okay. My shaila is like this. We bring on the bottom from the Baruch Sheomar, who seems to say opposite, not like a Yashif. Fascinating. He says, even if there are other doctors around, he brings in the Sefer Baruch Shomar, if there was a doctor who was in a city, and there was many doctors there, and they asked him, is it mutter for him to go do whatever he wants to do? If a choyel is calling him, can he just make up an excuse and tell him to call another doctor? Says Baruch Shomar, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You have to go. Why? There's another doctor there. Says the Baruch Shomar, because the Gemara says that when a person gets sick, the mashbiyin, the machala, whatever that means, that he shouldn't leave, ela biyoyim ployni, bishah ploynis, al yedei roife ployni. Why they sound ployni? Which is that the sickness will stay until a particular doctor comes. I don't understand what that means exactly, but that's what the Gemara says. In other words, if the other doctor comes, he will not be able to cure him. And another doctor comes and not be able to, you are the only doctor who can cure him. If that's the case, says the Baruch Sha'omar, even if you're a city full of doctors, you don't have to go. I mean, you have to go. And like Lashon Yishami, lo mikol adam zoicha ha'chayla lehisrapois. A chayla is not going to get better just from any person. It's a special doctor brings with him special siyata d'shmaya, whatever it is. That doctor is going to make him better. Sometimes, I don't know about you, sometimes I'm not feeling well. I get into the doctor's office and I'm ready, like, feeling like, oh no, I'm going to go in. He's going to think, like, there's nothing wrong with you. Somehow you get, because you know, once you're getting close to that doctor, it's like, okay, he's the one who's going to heal you. It's like, that's when, because that's when the machal is ready to leave, you know, he's packing his bags. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this machal is going to leave from this doctor. I'll call upon him. It seems like from the Baruch Sha'omar, that a doctor has to be on call 24/7. Doesn't make a difference how many doctors are around. Because maybe you're the only doctor that can heal this person. Not because you're necessarily more qualified, but there's a shvua that this machla gave that's only leaving with this doctor. So I don't know if there's an answer to this. Maybe it's taka machlokes, Rebbe Yosef and the Baruch Sha'omar. Maybe it has to do with our shaila of how exactly to understand a doctor's role in refuah in general. Akopana, we started off with a discussion about Toiv Sheberoi from Legehenim, that the Mishnah says that good doctors go to Gehenim. I left out on one last Nakuda, which we'll get back to. And then we said that there was a lot of great doctors. Ben Achya was a doctor in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam, the Ramban, Shmuel, these were all doctors. So what does it mean? Toiv Sheberoi, maybe because he's an Achzori, because he's sticking people with pins and he's taking blood, or maybe because he's haughty, doesn't get a second opinion. It's only the good doctors, because they think that they know everything. We said Rameir Ben Parmishlan says that Toiv is because it's only 17 brachas and not, because Gematria is 17, not Shmoina Esrei, not 18 brachas. He leaves out Rifaenu. We spoke about that the Vilna Goin Shita is first Rabbeinu Bachai, the difference between Rapo Yirape and Niyashem Roif Echa. This one's going to be more challenging. There's two different ways to get healed, either from Hashem or from Basar B'dam. The Goin says that really you should get healed from Hashem. You really shouldn't go. Someone who's Amunah B'Shlemus should not go to a doctor. That's what it sounds like. And the stipler didn't go to the doctor. The Don doesn't go to the doctor.
I made a mistake. The stipler said, if it cures me, then I take the refuah. But if it's for pain, I don't want the refuah. Didn't take the thing, but that's because he was told it was only to take away pain, that he wouldn't accept. If it would be wrapped, maybe he would. So I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
I heard from Rabbi Yoma that he didn't even take medication. B'Soif Yomov. So I don't know if he changed or not, or maybe it was only that way. I'm not sure. I'll call upon him. We have to figure out about the stipler. We'll try to get back to you. However, it seems like from the Pele Yoetz, that the Pele Yoetz says, every person has to go to the doctor. You can't not go to a doctor. And then we spoke about you have to get the best doctor. Moshe Feinstein says, don't get the best doctor. And the Pele Yoetz seems to say, you do get the best doctor. He said, it depends. How are you understanding your relationship with doctors? Is doctors like, are we supposed to embrace it like you eat food? Food, of course, we're supposed to eat the healthiest food we could possibly eat. It's very understandable. Food is for sure part of our status. Or no, really you're not supposed to. It's just, it's a bidyeved. So the Goyin seems to say it's a bidyeved. If it's a bidyeved, says the Moshe, you don't have to go to the best doctor. Really, Hashem is healing you. And therefore, we could just go to any doctor at all. Or we're saying that this is considered to be now the normal form of status, and therefore, you just go to the best doctor you can. One of the questions which I had, we'll leave you with this question, is according to the Goyin, you're not supposed to go to doctors. What in the world is going on in the Beis HaMikdash? Ben Achya was the doctor in the Beis HaMikdash. He was the Roife B'nei Me'ayin in the Beis HaMikdash. You tell me, okay, who's there that are B'tachon B'Shlemus? I don't think that there was more B'tachon B'Shlemus than the Kohen Gadol, the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. They're there in the Beis HaMikdash, where you have the Shechina, and there's a doctor in the house. There's a doctor in the Beis HaMikdash. Why do they have a doctor in the Beis HaMikdash? According to the Vilna Gaon, you're not supposed to go to doctors. I'll leave you with that question, my friends.